Hers was a long reign, and many marking her death say Queen Elizabeth II was a constant in their lives. In the Church of England, prayers are said every day for the monarch.
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the King and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
And while the sentiment remains, the words have changed.
It is a seamless change. The prayers are for the sovereign, for the Queen, and now for the King, King Charles. Because we remember that the sovereign is the supreme governor of the Church of England. Church of England has a particular role. In due time, God willing, the Church will crown and anoint the new King.
The past week has seen rituals stretching back centuries being played out. But in many ways, the British Queen silently permeated areas of everyday life here, and in countries where she was head of state. Money bearing her image will be phased out over a number of years and replaced by that of her son, King Charles III. Anyone under the age of 70 in the UK has only known postage stamps with the Queen's picture on them. For seven decades, they chronicled her life.
It's not going to be an immediate change, it'll be a gradual change. Her late Majesty, the Queen, approved the stamps for the next two or three issues. And later this month, we have an issue for the Royal Marines. Then we've got another issue coming up for the treasures of Tutankhamun. I think we'll just have to wait and see what the new king decides, and that will be exciting for us all.
There will be other changes too. One theatre in London is expected to alter its name from her to His Majesty's Theatre. The royal cipher on uniforms worn by officials and on royal documents will be replaced. Even at court, the highest lawyers in the land have changed their name from Queen's to King's Counsel.
And the other day, I think I signed the first letter, a formal letter about something, and I thought, oh, I'd better use Casey. Other than that, there is no formal difference.
Many of these changes are symbolic, but they do very much represent a changing of the guard. Emma Heywood, Al Jazeera, in London.